Abrams Audio presents Bookish Boyfriends, A Date with Darcy by Tiffany Schmidt, narrated by Jesse Kane Gill. She is a great reader and has no pleasure in anything else. Jane Austen, Pride and Prejudice. Chapter 1.
Merrily, Rose Campbell, what are you doing?
I barely heard Eliza's question over her pounding on my bedroom door. Not that she waited for me to answer it, the door or her question. My best friend flung it open and stood in my doorway, wearing her brand new uniform and an exasperated expression. Despite her frown, she looked perfect. Her skirt and shirt were as crisp as a new book's pages. Her blonde hair gleamed in my room's twinkle lights. My uniform, well, if Eliza's was a new hardcover, mine was a well-loved paperback, and my brown hair was only half-dried because I'd gotten distracted, again, by the novel propped on my dresser. It was held open by my hairdryer and brush as I hopped on one foot and tugged a tall sock to my knee without taking my eyes off the page. I offered her an apologetic shrug. Reading? She stormed into my room, eyebrows and voice high.
We're going to be late on the first day!
I nodded solemnly, then turned back to fiddle with the contents of my jewelry box while I gulped in the last paragraphs of Chapter 23.
Merrily!
I'm looking for earrings, I said. The hero, swoon-worthy Blake, leaned in, closing his eye.
You are not! I can see you in the mirror.
It's the end of a chapter, I protested as she yanked the book away.